sent it to her. They sent it to her. Can you hear the turmoil in my voice? You can hear the emotion kind of seeping back in. Yeah, they sent it to her. She saw that video of me making an absolute fool of myself. And she was like, haha, so cute. No, not cute. Not funny. Not a funny moment. I was very embarrassed. My friend was like, no, you're fine. It's fine. You're great. No. No. But anyways, I am now being more quietly her biggest fan. I did actually post another video of me spinning around in circles to a different song by her, but I don't think that will get sent to her, thank God. I'm playing her new song that came out today. Today, Wednesday, and it is a holiday song. I have not heard it all the way through. I have not listened to it all the way through, so maybe I am a fake fan, but you are going to hear it with me for the very first time here tonight, and I'm very excited about it. Hopefully she will not hear my excitement. Thanks a lot, Grace, for that. Loved it. But yeah, all right, this is the song. It's called It's the Holidays, and she's been really teasing it for a couple days. So let's listen together, you guys. I hope it's good. I hope I set you up good. Enjoyed that personally. I feel like that was to be expected. We're definitely gonna hear the song that was my top song on Spotify Wrapped tonight. I've played it on my show probably multiple times before. Sorry, you guys who listen to my show frequently. But I thought, why not? You know, add it in. Okay, so hello to those of you who've just joined. This is Mila. I have a show. It is called Four Moons and Loose. So my show, Four Rooms and Loose, I'm going to give a bit of a background. The show tonight is kind of about home, and it's about nostalgia, and it's about going back to everything, but it's also about Tufts, and it's about what happens here. So I'm going to talk for a little bit, and then we're going to get right into the music. I just have a couple things to say. And my friend actually just texted me. The first song that I will be playing tonight is called The Way I Do by Madeline Kelson. So I just want her to know I am going to play it. But I have to give a little bit of an intro first. All right, so my radio show for Mooms and Loose, I started it because this summer, me and my best friend, and her name is Lucy Green, she's not listening. She doesn't listen, but I made this show because this summer we would go, I live in Kentucky, kind of in the middle of nowhere, and there's really nothing to do there, so we would go into the middle of nowhere at random times, and we would sit, and by the middle of nowhere I mean massive fields surrounded by bushes of thorns that no one could get into, that were like raining mildly because the weather there is insane, but had like these insane beautiful like sun views, but were mildly moist, and it's kind of these interesting, really like nature picturesque scenarios. And we would go there and we would lay down or sit down after like hiking, and we would just talk. We would talk about life and we would talk about everything. And we would record it sometimes. And so this show, I've given this speech before, but for those who are new, and just because it kind of relates to the show I'm doing tonight, for this show, I sometimes play clips from what we were talking about. I play parts of our podcast, which I do call it a podcast, because I believe that a podcast is just two people talking. But sometimes I sit and I play clips of that, and I base those, the music that I play off of those clips, or the music that I play, kind of like I go through the clips and listen and find things that matter. And tonight I wanted to play a clip for you guys, which is a very special thing because I don't do it very often, but I wanted to. For those of you who don't care, I'm very sorry. I hope that this isn't too much of a hindrance, and I swear I'll get into the music soon. But here is our first clip, and I just wanted to say, the reason I'm doing this is because, first of all, the marriage pact, I know it's a silly reason, but the marriage pact just came out, and so many people didn't get matched with anyone or got ghosted or didn't have any didn't have a friend in it and didn't, you know, like the person they were matched with. And there's just a lot of drama with marriage pact. And I think marriage pact this year went really, really quickly. And a lot of people could join, and it was just like very, you know, kind of blinked and it was gone. And I think that a lot of people struggled with it, and I saw a lot of people posting about it and kind of like were dissatisfied. Actually, two of my close friends who have been dating for over a year got each other, which I think is crazy. But sniffling, sorry guys. But let's see. Yeah, so I think that love has been a really big genre. People are lonely, people are tired and cold, and the days are ending at 3:30. The sun is setting at 3:30. It makes sense that cuffing season is upon us. And so I decided to play a clip about just love, and I feel like the prioritization of it and the prioritization of yourself. And it kind of reminds me of home in that discussion, and knowing that, like, despite your marriage pact, despite who you chose to be with if you are in a relationship, to who you choose to not be with if you're not in a relationship, or if you're trying to get into one, or if you are avoiding people at all costs, wherever you are with that, I think love has become a really important thing, especially during the holiday season and seeing our families and seeing everyone that we love. So here's a small clip from my sweet girl, my sweet love, Lucy Green, my best friend back home. I don't know if you guys can hear it, but let's see.
I feel like love is when you care about someone else more than you do yourself, and when you just appreciate and accept who they are. You know, I think love is all about just being truly happy to have this person like, in your life? Actually, I don't know, because I feel like sometimes you can love people and not want them around. But now I feel like if I love someone, then I don't want to lose them. But...
So, yeah, that is our take on love. So whether or not you feel inclined to be around the people that you love, whether or not you avoid them like the plague, whether or not you're scared of love or scared of what it means, I'm going to play a couple songs. I said, I'm going to turn this into a radio show, actually, after 7 minutes of talking. The first song is kind of about love, and it's about the pure, essential parts of love. It's about the little things, and it's about, love through home, and love through nature, and love through connection. I think it's really important. And I think that this song, which is my other best friend from back home, her name is Maggie, she introduced this to me. And this song absolutely destroyed me the first time I listened to it. It is essentially sort of a bluegrass country type song, which is what I grew up listening to, living in, you know, the South, living in the Midwest. I feel like those are contradictory ideas, but so. And I always heard songs of women crooning or men crooning in this kind of energy about their trucks or their wives, or their husbands. And I always kind of felt, I didn't feel as connected to it as I wish I had been. And I don't know what that was. And I don't want to say what I think it was. Because I feel like that's a little bit too intimate for a radio show. But this song kind of made me the person. I feel like, you know, people talk a lot about falling in love and finding home in someone else. And that love is connected to the child, like who they were as a child being validated. And I think that this song validates the way I felt lost as a child with love and with connection and with spirituality. And this song means so much to me just because it's in a genre of music that I was so constantly listening to and never felt as deeply connected to it as, you know, my mom did or as my sisters did. But, you know, this song is that style, and this song I feel so deeply connected with, and it feels like it is my inner child, my young self feeling, I guess, validated and loved. And I want anyone out there who is looking for that, who maybe grew up in a similar situation, to have this song, because it's amazing. So I'm going to play it. I'm going to shut up. I'm going to play it. And then I may say some couple, like maybe a minute of chatting after, 30 seconds max, and then we'll just go into the music for tonight. It's a lot more bluegrass, it's a lot more fiddles, banjos, kind of connecting back to what I listened to a lot as a child, but it's also mainstream things, things that are more connected to Tufts and to the emotions that are here. We have some Pine Grove, we have some Lauren Jusang, we have some Noah Kahan, some Mitski, some Mount Joyce, and Jessica Lee Mayfield. So just be prepared for that. But this first song, I think, is what I really want people to listen to, especially people who are part of a community that's not accepted traditionally in the area they lived or grew up in, like queer communities, people of color, just kind of like that. Yeah, all right, here it is. Thank you guys for letting me chat at you.
I sit beside her each morning. We drink our coffee and talk through the day. I go to work and she'll kiss me goodbye and we go on our way. And I come back home down for dinner, maybe a beer. Hold her when I'm sleeping every night until the morning is near. Call me at dinner and I'll call you loved a woman the way I do. She buys me groceries, store flowers, and I clean the kitchen when she's too tired to stand. We argue sometimes through wrong and through.
So there's that. Thank you guys for listening with me. I've been wanting to share that song for a good long while. It's very heart-wrenching, but very lovely. All right, this next song is for Maggie, who gave me that song right there. It's for her little brother, for Stoshalicious. Not really, but it's a good song. Next song is by Pine Grove, Angelina. Song after that is Yeehoo by Lauren Juzang. It's one of my favorite songs, and you can tell because it's my top number one song on my Spotify Wrapped. All of these kind of tie into nostalgia, thinking about home, but also love and kind of lightness, and I don't know, all about that. After that, we have Orange Juice by Noah Kahan and Samitsky. Then I'll probably talk again. Probably have to do a PSA, and then we'll get back into the music. All right, you guys.
Violet angles.
this moment. God, I'm stumbling, give me strength, cause I'm falling deep and I just really wanna be welcome. Savior.
let you go. You said,
God.
Hello, everyone. That was Bug Like an Angel by Mitski. Let's see, what do I have for you? Also, I know, I am fully aware that I'm saying his name wrong. I know it's Khan, not Kahan. I'm sorry. I don't know why I say it wrong. I know it's a choice, but I keep doing it. All right, what do we have? Oh, a PSA. We have a PSA. I'm tired, you guys. And then you would say, Mila, why did you pick up the extra hour from 1 to 2 a.m.? And I would say, I don't know, because I wanted to... Anyways, 30-second public service announcement. Thinking of adding a pet to your family? The Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult dogs and young dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours. For more information about adoptions or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585 or visit www.sterlingshelter.org. Remember, adopt, don't shop. This is a public service message from WMFO Freeform Tufts Radio. All right. We have about half of a show left, and I have more than half of a songs left lined up for you guys. So we're going to try to speed run them. Probably take out a couple things. First thing after this, and now I'm going to say this because I think that the song, whenever I play it, the person I play it for is either not listening, asleep, or their radio glitches and they don't hear it. But I'm going to try. We'll see if they'll hear. First one I'm going to play for you guys is Bathroom Light by Mount Joy. Next, right after that, is Standing in the Sun by Jessica Lee Mayfield, which I only just heard off of WMFO a couple days ago. Some Paper Kites, and then we're going to play one more very clear bluegrass song by Sierra Farrell. And I feel like a couple people heard it, have heard of it. It's a pretty good song. I don't have TikTok, but I feel like it may have gone on TikTok. I'm not totally sure. Yeah, that's the lineup for the next 20 minutes or so, 10 minutes or so. After that, we have a song by Camp. I probably will talk about it a little bit. And then a couple songs. And then I'm going to try to bully you guys into going to sleep. All right, but first, we have Bathroom Light by Mount Joy.
Find me a lane to drive through in a Halloween costume. I'm an astronaut without you. We're twisting our way to the back of the bar. You're locking the door, falling into the star. Stripping you down to your jewelry. You're breaking the rules just for me. What a life under big stars and a good woman in charge. Got me falling in, got me falling in hard. So come on, babe, let's do this right. I think I like just cool, cool, great. someday we must return the movies in our brain. And these moments we can't fake. Yes, the angels never leak the expiration days. So come on, baby, let's do this right. I think I like falling in love in the bar bedroom light. I won't question it, I won't mess with it. Can I take it to a moment?
filled with memories of the feelings never told. When the evening pulls the sun down and the day is almost through, oh, the whole world is sleeping, but my world is here. Can I be close to
thinking about much, didn't get too far. 19 miles till the gas ran out, and I ain't never walked that far before. It tastes like candy and cigarettes, and at that point hadn't tasted anything better yet. Got that love that can make a man, got those eyes make a man forget. Ooh, 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 ooh. Say you love me all the way, say that you love me too, say that you call every single day. Place a phone call for you, and I'll let you listen to my favorite tapes. Play my tapes right through, say you love me all the way. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey. She said, I'll try to help you if I can. All this time, you're still the man. We're just books up on a shelf. Try to understand this if you can. And then she gives like a bubble bath. Oh, I love it when you laugh. Rain like pennies in a tin can. Only one question left to ask. Ooh, 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 ooh. Do you love me all the way? Say that you love me too, say that you call every single day. Place a phone call for you, and I'll let you listen to my favorite tapes. Play my tapes right through, say that you love me all the way. Said you love me all the way. Say that you love me too. Said you called every single day. Place a phone call for you and I let you listen to my favorite tapes. Play my tapes right through. Say that you love me all the way. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah.
Spaces, knowing now that I'm not alone and you're all around, and I have 49 places all lined up while I'm stumbling round with a spilling cup singing, facing another way that I am, knowing that the love can't stay in the round. Down by the water, singing all songs, my darling, the loving songs going down. Cuffed up in my ways, and I know you, but I know myself like I know you too, and I see a lot of faces just like ours, and they're going fast and they're speeding cars pulling, facing another way that I am, knowing that the love can't stay in the out. Down by the water singing our songs, my darling, the loving songs going. Oh, 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 it goes. Oh, 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 fast and slow. Facing another way that I am, knowing that the love can't stay. Out, down by the water, singing our songs, my darling, the loving songs coming. Take my hand, I don't need any fear. All I need is love and to have you here tonight. Down by the water, empty and calm, my darling, the loving songs.
All right, everyone. Hello. This is... I realized that I kind of just let that play, which I feel like is good. All right, I'm going to finish off the show now. I have been requested to go home. And I miss my bed, and I miss sleeping. So this will probably be the last song or two. Let me check who is coming after me. Let's see. I'm sure that there is a great show coming up. I don't actually know who it is. Let's check. I'm gonna check for you guys so you guys don't have to. Alright. I think it's at 2 a.m. M&T's Audio Adventure with Trevor. So I think that you guys are set up for success here, honestly. Anyways, that was kind of a round off of kind of very mellow. If you noticed, it did get more mellow as time went on. One of the songs I wanted to play a song by Sierra Farrell. And I didn't. And the reason I didn't is because I feel like we are winding down. And I feel like we're getting to a point where we're mellowing out. And I feel like people are tired and doing, you know, whatever they're doing with more of a, a less excitable conscience. And I thought maybe that'll play that next time. I'll save it for another time that I do a bluegrass night. I know this wasn't specifically bluegrass, but, you know, it had kind of, you know, the banjo was there for a lot of the time. One thing I did notice, I don't know if you guys noticed, but the last two songs I played, Books by Camp and Down by the Water by O.C. Eliot, actually have the same introductory, like, string work. And I know that I'm probably saying that wrong because I know nothing about music. But they kind of sound similar, which I feel like is pretty interesting. But enough about that. So today we kind of explored Midwestern music, music that I feel like isn't as mainstream, isn't as listened to specifically here. But I also think that the lens that we explored it through was very Tufts, very much alternative music, with instrumental backgrounds. So, I don't know, the indie thing was very there. I hope that you guys found some songs you liked. I hope that you found maybe even a new genre that you liked. I know that these songs are kind of edging away from certain genres and edging into certain genres, maybe not starting something altogether. But I hope that, you know, whatever you heard, you liked. Let's see, what else do I have to say? I don't really have that much else to say. I don't know when I'll come on next. I usually pick up hours, as you guys know. I like to snatch them up out of the blue. And then I'll post about it a lot and scream about it on every single website I possibly can. But this is just a good for Mooms and Loose PSA. I pick up hours, and I usually have a show at 1 a.m. on Sundays, and I'll probably, you know, make that very clear. If you are an avid WMFO listener, you'll see me on the schedule, and I suggest come hang out with me another time if you like any of the music I played tonight. I know the music I played tonight was kind of different. I usually don't play music like this, but it was fun. It was something new. Let's see. And for the people who usually have these slots, go listen to their shows. I don't know if they're every week, but please, they're such fantastic artists. I mean, maybe not artists is the best word. They're great DJs. They have such interesting sounds and such interesting things to share with you guys. I think that at 12 a.m., it is Hyper Reality with Alex T. Go listen to that. It's great. And then at 1 a.m., it's usually Do I Sound Like I'm From California? Be Honest by Liv with 2 V's. Go listen to that. Yeah. Listen to the people who are usually on the slot. Alright, and I'm going to probably play one more song and then let whoever's coming in, I'm assuming it's Trevor. Trevor comes in, let him plug it in. Or put on Vindel, whatever comes first, whatever happens, we'll see. The last song I have no really strong attachment to, so really no story behind that. I usually try to end strong with a good last song, but I was going to play a song for you guys, and then I decided I wanted to keep it to myself. I am, what do you say? I don't know how to say it. People who like, you know, have cool outfits, won't share where they got their clothes from. I don't remember what that's called, but I'm gatekeeping this song because it's such a good song. But maybe sometime in the future, come back to Mooms and Loose and I will maybe play it, possibly. But I'm gonna play a runner song, just a really good filler song. I'm going to say, let's see what else. I have one more thing I think I need to say. What is it? thank you for joining me. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for listening. Go to sleep. If you're not here for Trevor, go to sleep. Go to sleep. You need sleep. It's important to sleep. Your brain is strong enough. It has gotten enough information. Sleep on your textbooks. Get the osmosis. Go to sleep. Have a nap for a couple hours at least. Wake up early if you must. And for all of you who are combating finals, if you don't hear from me again, good luck. You're going to do great. Good luck on the chem exams. Good luck on the calc exams. Good luck on the bio and the political science and the 16 essays and the 4 projects. Good luck to all of you out there. And I know you're doing great, and I'm proud of you. All right, so we have one more song. I want to say this is Mila. And you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. And the last thing that I will say from Mooms and Loose is good night, Moon.
Stay in the out, down by the water, singing our songs, my darling, the loving songs going down. Oh, 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 it goes. Oh, 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 fast and slow. This ain't enough. Down by the water, singing our songs, my darling, the loving songs coming. Get my hand.